to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. We look forward to your call-in, your questions, your comments in relationship to the issue of the day. We're talking about an issue today that I believe is very, very paramount, especially in the life of the church, the life of the Christian, and in morals, ethics, and values in general in America. We're talking about an issue today. Why study the Bible? I'm going to pause a minute. Why study the Bible? Do you have a Bible? Do you have more than one? How many times do you open it? How many times do you read it? How many books in the Bible? How many authors of the Bible? Human authors. What does the Bible say? Why should we study it? Ladies and gentlemen, listen. We ought not to criticize the U.S. Department of Education. We ought not to criticize any thought about closing the U.S. Department of Education. We ought not to criticize the local state educational departments. We ought not to challenge or question any educational process in America, as low as the academics may be. Why? Ladies and gentlemen, at the same time, multitudes of Christians and conservatives are criticizing the U.S. Department of Education, criticizing the sorriness of our educational process, but yet not placing any value on the education of the Word of God, the study of the Word of God. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, there's a need for us today to study God's Word, to learn it. What does God's Word say about it? Multitudes of Christians are bewitched. I'm using a term from Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. The Apostle Paul said, "Who hath bewitched you?" That means to cast a spell. That means to cause you to believe a lie. That means who hath caused you to deviate from the truth of the gospel. Because in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9, the Apostle Paul had already challenged them, those in the church at Galatia, for leaving the truth of the gospel for another, a different gospel. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know the reason in America today we have such a deviation from true Christianity, biblical Christianity, and the embracing of false theological doctrinal statements and quotes, beliefs, if you please, is because we're not studying the Word of God. So that's what we're talking about today. Why study the Word? What does the Bible say to us? We could spend, we could invest a dozen or so full broadcasts on the subject and never touch the hem of the garment as far as the reality of the breadth and the depth of what needs to be said. But as we face the issues each and every day, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, when Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So, ladies and gentlemen, therein, if nothing else, if we're talking about studying the Word, we find that the Word of God is truth and it endures forever. But there are a lot of folks today that do not want to adhere to truth. Political truth, civil government truth, church truth, ecclesiastical truth, the truth of what the Scripture says about morals and ethics and values. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be factual today. We need to recognize the need to embrace truth, and the Word of God, the Bible, is the only truth book. And yet we have 55% of the millennials today, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, that say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Absolute truth is embracing the totality of Scripture. In fact, the millennials say, and I quote, each person determines their own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss. John Huss says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, is to love the truth, live it, learn it, and stand on it, defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, let me simply say, that's easy to make those statements, but it's very difficult. Because in the era that we're living in, many times we find ourselves standing alone when we stand for truth. Standing alone when we take a stand on, thus saith the Word of God. Because we live in what's called a pluralistic society today. In a pluralistic society, there's the mindset that we should embrace everybody's philosophy. We should embrace everybody's thoughts and feelings. We should embrace everybody's interpretation of the Scripture. And after all, God loves us, whether we're right or wrong. God loves us, even in the sin. That's the mindset. There's a casting away of the morals and ethics and the values that's taught in the Scripture. So we need to stand on the Word of God and the Word of God alone. Why study the Bible? That's what we'll be talking about today. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. You say, how do I find that? Ladies and gentlemen, it's at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. There's a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag. May I say to you, find that flag in the flagpole. Base that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the Scripture says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, there are a whole host of Christians today that are bewitched by the lies of false teachers, false, phony teachers, and multitudes, and may I say this without, I do not want you to think that I'm trying to demean Christians. But there are multitudes of Christians today that do not know what's truth, do not know what is real biblical theology, do not know what is ecclesiastical truth, do not know what is to be viewed as factual from the Scripture because of listening to and following false teachers with another gospel. I'm going to read a verse or two, then I'm going to introduce Dr. Davis that's with us today, and we'll talk about it. In Jude chapter 1, verse 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to the condemnation of ungodly men, turning the grace of our Lord unto lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And I could go to scripture after scripture, and we'll do that later. Talking about the false teachers that come in and how people will embrace that. In fact, in Matthew 7, we'll read that later. But it talks about false teachers coming in dressed as sheep, but they're ravenous wolves. Dangerous, destructive, and devastating. I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, when I see so many Christians, may I be benevolent and yet truthful, so many Christians that are ignorant of the Word of God, that's willing to take partial truth, embrace it as full truth, will believe a lie, and will take that lie and challenge those that stand for truth in relationship to what is being said. Dr. Davis is with us today. Dr. Davis, I'm thankful that we can share this broadcast today. As we talk about this fact of studying the Word, knowing the Word, and believing what the Word says, first of all, why is it so important for Christians to know the Word?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, thanks once again for inviting me to be here on today, and I thank God, amen, for this broadcast and for everything that we try to represent here. We are representing the kingdom of God, amen, that's coming to the earth, amen. Right. We want you to know that that's a reality.
That's right.
We don't want you to walk around spiritually punch drunk, because the devil is throwing his best shots at us right now.
Yes.
And the only way that we're going to be able to stand is to be connected to the body of Jesus Christ through the Spirit of God and through the Word of God. Mm-hmm. The Word of God is true.
That's right.
We're talking about the Bible.
Yes.
And most especially the King James Version, because
amen,
a lot of people say that's so hard to understand. And now, you know, everybody's on a different learning level, and I understand that. If you like other versions to study from, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. But when it comes down to believing, we're talking about applying biblical truth to your life.
Yes.
So that you can live by the Word of God. Then I think, in my opinion, the King James Version is the very best that God has to offer us.
Amen.
So I thank God for that. Thank God for my bride of almost 39 years. Amen. Now,
time's
amen. Thank God. Amen. Time has gone on. Amen.
Right.
He's blessed us.
Right.
He's blessed our home and our family. Thank God for all of you that I have encouraged to listen by way of ilovethetruth.com. Mm-hmm. Amen. Dr. Youngblood, I've been putting the Word out there to so many.
Amen.
Because we're living in the last days and the Lord is soon to come.
That's right.
And when it's time to go to heaven, I want to take all with me that
that's
I can
right. take.
Want
to take.
Amen.
A crowd.
This is what it's all about. Amen. My friends, past, present, and future. Amen. Even the ones that I may meet in the future. Amen. I want to be able to share this good word. This is what God has for us. He's got the very best for us. But how will we know what he's got for us except we examine his word?
That's right.
And once you study, that's a strict command to the believers especially. Now, everybody needs to study. We need to know that. The unsaved man is willing to save, because the only way that you can come into the knowledge of salvation is through his word.
That's right.
Amen. He said in Psalm 119 and verse 105, he said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So this is what the word of God will do. It will expose darkness, what's out there that the devil has put out there, those traps and snares that he put out there to trip you up and to keep you from going into heaven. Because you got to remember, he's already been there, and he's trying to keep you from getting
amen.
There.
That's right.
And he doesn't want the one that's on the street corners.
Mm-hmm.
He wants the one that's in the church.
That's right.
So listen, this is why. I thank God for this. We talked about this a little bit before the broadcast. I don't know why it's so hard for the people of God to really trust God and believe in his word. But when I look at Proverbs, it says there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
This has always been and always probably ever will be until Christ returns. But those who will accept Christ Jesus through the knowledge of the truth of the word, this is what we're here for on today. So we want to encourage you, amen, to
amen.
Trust and believe in
amen.
God's word.
Dr. Davis, you're on target. And before we take our first caller, let me do a little, how would you say, analysis of what you just said and what we're saying today. I'm a pilot. Haven't been in the cockpit in years. But, you know, it was a lot of training that went into it before I was allowed to do solo flying. I had to study the books, had to study the aviation charts, had to study aviation weather, had to study the instruments and how the instruments operated, and so forth. What would it be like if we had the attitude in America that, well, it's okay, I can get in that, get in a plane, and that pilot doesn't have to be trained. He doesn't have to read the manuals. He doesn't have to read the manufacturer's book. He doesn't have to read any guidebooks. Just because he's passionate, just let him get in that plane and start flying. I wouldn't get on the plane. We would not go to a brain surgeon that hadn't studied the book as to what to do with brain surgery.
Amen. Amen.
But somehow, some way, we have elevated secular education to the point that we say U.S. Department of Education is wretched, and it is. State Department of Education, local education, we find major faults with it. But yet, we do not, as Christians, analyze the fact that we can point the finger and say, what have we done in studying the Word? Study to show thyself. The word study, when you do the Greek word study on that, it's talking about diligence. It's
Amen.
Talking about time. It's talking about effort.
Make every effort.
Make every effort.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Study, why? To show thyself approved. It is the word dokimos, approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Ladies and gentlemen, the point that I make is that so many today, if you were standing before the Lord Jesus Christ at this moment, would you be ashamed of the Word of God?
My
ashamed of what Jesus said? Ashamed of what the Word of God says? And yet we have multitudes of Christians, conservative Christians, that are really concerned about morals and ethics and values in our nation, but not concerned enough to get into the book, study the book, read the book, know the book. Perhaps some have heard me say before, Dr. Herbert Lockyer. Dr. Lockyer is with the Lord now. Dr. Lockyer was a British theologian. Dr. Lockyer stood about 6 foot 6 inches tall, snow white hair, snow white beard, jet black eyebrows. Couldn't miss him. But never will forget the first opportunity I had to have a personal conversation with him. He was doing a series at our university at the time about knowing the book and studying the Word. He was the author of about 37 books in his lifetime. And had the opportunity to ask him a question. Dr. Lockyer, for a young preacher, at that time I was about half his age, for a young preacher about half your age, what instructions, what would be your advice that you would give? We were in my car, driving across the Buckman Bridge, taking him back to a friend of his family that he was staying with while in Jacksonville. And he held his Bible up, placed it in his left hand, and raised it, and in his elderly shaking of the hand with the fervency, he said, "Know this book." Shook the Bible a little more, says, "Know this book."
Amen, amen.
The third time, "Know this book," and put his Bible back on his lap. That's the instruction that I give everybody today, is we need to know the book. One of the major, major fallacies, Dr. Davis, that makes it so difficult today is people, Christians, will listen to a little tip. I used to call them sermon sippers. And back when you had the cassette tapes out, those that would go from seminar to seminar to seminar across denominational lines, they were called tapeworms. sermon sippers and tapeworms, where you're taking a little bit of this and a little dab of this and a little dab of the other, almost the Brill Cream, old hair dressing material, Brill Cream, a little dab of do you. And the mindset is today with most Christians, a little dab of do you. Just a little bit of John 3:16, a little bit of Genesis 1:1, et cetera, and not knowing the book. And that's the key to what we want you to understand today, ladies and gentlemen, is the need to know the book. Study the Word. Why should we study it? What does it do for us? That's what we're going to talk about during this broadcast. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts about studying the Word, knowing the Word?
And then here's another thing, Dr. Youngblood, that I hope. It's, to me, it's disheartening. Sometimes they get a little bit disappointed when people say, you're trying to force your religion.
Yes.
You know, that's not what we're all about.
Nope.
You know, to you that are listening to my voice today, I'm never a person that tries to force anything upon you.
That's right.
Now, this is what the old people used to tell us in the church. And a lot of those words echo out as I continue to walk with Christ in my life.
Amen.
If you don't want to go, you don't have to go.
That's right. You stay at home if you want to.
That, you see what I'm saying? It's your choice. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do is put enough of the truth out there, because the Bible is the instruction manual for your life.
Amen.
Everything we need to know about this life that we're living right now, a lot of disappointments, heartbreaks, and failures can be avoided if we will only study the instructions.
That's right.
Instructions. We have it right there to help us avoid that.
I'll touch on this, type that loose in, then we'll take our first caller. I have a automobile that's not brand new, but it's a newer vehicle. It doesn't have a manual in the glove box. Every car that I've ever had a manual in the glove box. The manufacturer's manual telling you how to operate that vehicle. Well, now with this one, it doesn't have a printed manual. It's got a computer, and the computer you've got to pull up and ask the computer the questions to find your answers. And I'd be willing to admit to anybody, I'm not able to use 90% of what that vehicle is supposed to do because I do not know the manufacturer's handbook.
I must confess.
I do not know what the manufacturer says about that car.
Amen.
And as Christians, that ought not to be the case.
That's right.
We ought
Amen.
To go back to the manufacturer's manual of what God says. God created us. We didn't evolve. And because God created us, God gave us his word. And it's the word of God. It is the inspired. That word means the spiration, the breathed out breath of God.
Amen.
With
Amen.
God speaking to us.
I have a friend and brother that says that all the time. Read the instructions.
That's right.
When you buy a car, I mean, yeah, that's a perfect example, Reg. Mm-hmm. And he uses that a lot.
That's right.
We never look at the instruction manual that comes with the car that we buy, so we don't know how to operate it. All we know how to do is put gas in and switch the key, turn it on, and drive down the road.
Good example of that. I got something that pops up on the screen now. It says, check the auxiliary battery. Where in the world is it found? The manual tells you where it's found.
Amen. Amen.
I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. David.
Good morning, good morning, Brother Kenneth.
Dr. David, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to stop calling you Dr. D. All right? But the other day, we were talking about AI, and it put in my spirit that's the way that the Antichrist is going to come in. And if you don't get a chip, I think it's a revelation where they say that the mark will be on your forehead, eye in your hand. That's how he's going to be able to control everything. And I tell you, I think people are criticizing Trump and Elon Musk, but they are doing what will save America right now, I believe.
I believe that is so, Kenneth. If I can jump in for just a moment, you talked about the chip, you talked about the forehead of the hand, and it's spoken of that in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18, and in particular, you find that is found in verses 14, 15, 16, and 17, and then in verse 18, it talks about the 666. Now, I'll use that as a good example, Kenneth. Most Christians do not understand the Antichrist and what the Scripture says about him. Most Christians do not know where to go in the Bible to validate that there is a coming Antichrist. And this is the reason we have so many Christians today. If I can be plain and simple, that's dumb and ignorant of eschatological, prophetic, biblical truth is because of not studying the Bible, not reading the Bible, not looking at what the Bible says, and willing to listen to any doctor divine that may come online and has some twisted, perverted understanding of what is said, and will teach and preach false theology, false doctrine, and people, Christians, anemic, ignorant, unlearned Christians, those that say they're saved, that's too lazy to study the Word, read the Word, know what the Word says, will embrace any false teacher that comes down the pike. And this is what we find. In fact, Kenneth, in Matthew chapter 7, the Scripture is clear. It says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. You shall know them by the fruits. And it goes on with the context of telling that. So the key to it is, Kenneth, that I want Christians to understand is that we can differentiate between false teachers and that which is true by studying the Word. We can avoid, we Christians in general, can avoid being bewitched, as Paul used the term.
Amen. Amen.
In Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. Christians can avoid being bewitched in believing the lie by reading the Word, studying the Word. Today, Kenneth, if I can just do a little parenthetical footnote, most Christians across America today, cross-denominational lines, believe that we as believers, as a church, should embrace the sodomite LGBTQ community into our church. It's because they're ignorant of the Scripture.
Amen.
Most Christians today, across denominational lines, believe that it's okay to have an abortion if you decide you need one or want one, because they're ignorant of the Scripture that says, "Thou shalt not kill." Most Christians today, across denominational lines, believe that it's all right somehow, some way, to embrace some form of transgenderism, with up to 157 genders, as is being spoken of by the gender dysphoric group of people, because they've not studied the Word of God. If we study the Word, we read the Word, we know the Word, we apply the Word in our lives, we realize that these things are from Satan. They're the false teachers. That's the ravening wolves that comes in that wants us to embrace that false theology, that false teaching. So, Kenneth, the whole focus of what I'm wanting our listeners to understand today, how do you avoid false teaching? How do you know false teachers? How do you recognize false theology? How do you recognize false doctrine? It's by studying the Word of God. Absolutely. Knowing the Word, studying the Word, allowing the Word of God to be the light unto our pathway and the lamp unto our feet. That's the need. Dr. Davis quoted it earlier, Psalms 119, verse 105. It's on the right page, the right column, the last verse on that page in my Bible. And most Christians do not know that. And that's what we're talking about today. Kenneth, I'm thankful for you. Thankful for your stand on the Word.
Yes, sir. Can I ask you one more question?
And I'm getting off. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, the churches that's supposed to be talking about helping the illegal aliens, do you think, now, if Trump tells them your tax exempt is gone, do you think it would be right? I think it would.
Well, number one, let's back up to rudimentary, fundamental, elemental first position. I believe that it is wrong for the federal government to put millions or hundreds of millions of dollars in the NGOs, non-government organizations, most of which today are set up as a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Most of them fall under the umbrella of an arm of the church. And I think it's wrong for the church to allow the government to fund any facet of what they're doing, because then the government controls what the church can or cannot do. Most of those that are set up, Kenneth, are set up on a fraudulent basis to milk the federal government of as many millions as they can, put as many hundreds of thousands, if not millions, in the pockets of the executives, and a small portion of that go, for example, as you spoke of, the illegal invaders that are coming in. If Trump cuts that faucet off, and he's done that, if he leaves that faucet off, it will absolutely stop the illegals from coming in, because the NGOs have been funding them even before they crossed the Mexican border to come into America. So I think he's doing the right thing. He's getting a lot of heat for it, even from religious organizations, saying that children are going to starve, families are going to be separated, et cetera, et cetera. There's a good philosophical term for that. Horse feathers. Hogwash. That's not going to happen. We need to recognize, we need to debate the Word of God. Kenneth, our time's up for this half of the hour, but thank you so much for your call. We're looking forward to what God is going to do as we continue to follow Him. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, why study the Bible? That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to have the top of the hour news, and right after the news, we'll come back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine, and WATR.